Welcome back. Okay, Jonathan, let's have a little look at what the International Desk might be covering in the US this week. There's something coming up that might turn the dial for Donald Trump.
Yeah, what I'm interested in is there's inflation figures coming out this week. And this is the first time we're really going to see how much this energy crisis, energy shock is hitting US consumers. And we were just talking about how frustrated a lot of US consumers are. Well, we're going to be able to put a number on that now and see how much inflation has gone up. Economists are expecting about a 1% increase in the consumer price index. That's quite a lot. And that will be the sharpest 1 month rise since, I think, 2022, when we were in the depths of the Ukraine war and other things like that.
I'm not a great numbers person. So just give me an idea. If Donald Trump is already a bit frustrated with how Americans are focused on the cost of living, what might that do to his view of what he's doing in Iran?
Well, look, who knows? I think that we've seen that he is really conscious of the markets and that he doesn't want to be boxed into a corner where he's being hurt really hard economically. And I think what he might do is just unilaterally withdraw. Whether he's able to do that, we just don't know. But I think we need to be really clear. The price of oil is high at the moment, but it's not crazy high. We've heard all this stuff about how we're in this historic energy crisis, but it's not as high as it's been at other points. I mean, over $100 a barrel, yeah, that's a lot, but we've seen much, much higher in the past.
So it's more that it could go a lot higher.
I think it could go a lot higher.
The turning of the screw.
Exactly.
Politically.
Because what we're seeing is that a lot of the tankers that were filled up with oil that left Iran and the Middle East before the war started are only just hitting their destinations. So we're not seeing that supply shock yet. But what we're going to see is that at a certain point, the reality of having millions of barrels of oil fewer in the market every day is going to catch up. And we're seeing the markets pricing in that at the moment, but we're not seeing the reality. And when that happens, Donald Trump's going to have very few options left.
All right. I can't let you go without talking about the Artemis liftoff. Rocket fuel is also, I wonder if that's having a shortage moment with this.
Lucky they've got quite a lot of money, I think, NASA.
Yeah, but they managed to get the rocket up into space. What do you think when you watch all of that? Because for me, as much as I love any kind of space story and this effort to kind of circle around the moon, there's a cognitive dissonance there. It's like a tale of two Americas.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I think when you see things like that, I was just watching a live stream from the rocket before as they flew by the dark side of the moon. And in so many ways, those missions, they kind of embody why for almost a century, the rest of the world has looked on at America in awe that they can do these things with seeming so much ease. And for me, yeah, that, there was that dissonance, wasn't
yeah,
there?
Because
there
was, it's a diverse selection of astronauts at a time when Donald Trump has been attacking diversity and the whole White House, the whole administration.
And a Canadian astronaut at a time when he's been attacking Canada a lot. And look, if you read any post-presidency memoir by a president, they'll talk about how those moments like a rocket launch are the moments where that they live for in the presidency, where the country stops being two parties and comes together to be one nation. And so often those moments are at times of tragedy, like in a terrorist attack or a gunfight or something like that. And this is such a moment of optimism, but I just felt like it was completely overshadowed by Donald Trump.
Yeah. Look, Jonathan, the launch of Artemis, a launch of a new podcast. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Reggie. That was beautifully tied together.
Decoding America is a new podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land. This episode was produced by Joe Koning, who also composed our theme and did the sound design and mixing. The executive producer is Hannah Parks. I'm Regid Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.